Cut to the chase.fm.
Three stars are actually worse than one stars. Hey, I'm Ravi Jogopal, and you're listening to Cut to the chase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. One thing I've noticed across different platforms where there's a star rating system, like, say, Amazon reviews, Uber, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. Normally, you would think that a one-star rating is like the absolute worst, right? Of course, one is the lowest number and five is the best. So if you get a one-star review on Amazon, it must mean that it's the end of your product, right? Because now nobody else is going to buy or subscribe to your content because of that horrible rating. Actually, one-star ratings might not be as bad as you think they really are. Because in reality, one-star ratings are usually the least useful because they don't always reflect on the actual quality of the product or the content. Like, for example, somebody might say, my headphones came in and they sent me the wrong color. Bam, one-star review. Or, my coffee mug was delivered and it was broken. Bam, another one-star review. Or, this author has no idea what he's talking about. So, in those examples, they sent me the wrong color doesn't really say anything about the quality of the headphone itself, just that you got sent the wrong color, which of course is a careless mistake, but that still doesn't mean that the headphones are as bad as a one-star review. My coffee mug came in broken means it might have been handled poorly by the carrier that delivered it, or the person who dropped it in front of your house, or it may not even have anything to do with the actual company itself, or the quality of the mug. And saying, this podcast sucks, or this author has no idea what he's talking about, again, doesn't say anything about why it sucks or why the reviewer thinks that the author doesn't know what he's talking about. So a lot of one-star reviews are like that. They can be mean, unrelated to the actual product or service, can get very personal, and basically comes down to somebody venting about something. And that really doesn't say a thing about the actual quality of the product or service itself. So when I'm shopping online, I usually discount both 5-star and 1-star reviews. I'm more interested in the 3-star and 4-star reviews because usually those mean that somebody put some thought and consideration into cutting out the 1 or 2 stars, right, from the 5-star. And instead of straight away getting angry and upset and leaving a scathing 1-star review, they actually rated it a 3 or 4 stars. And that makes me wonder why, and actually makes me want to read the review and find out if it's actually something related to the product. And it usually is. And even there, I look for trends. Are all the 3-star and 4-star reviews saying the same kind of problem? It's like maybe something with the wiring or the headphone or the sound? Or are these 3-star reviews all mentioning a different issue, which could be a whole different thing, a core problem with the product, right? So either way, don't worry about the 1-star reviews that somebody leaves you on any of these platforms because they are the least helpful to the people reading them. Worry more about the 2-star and 3-star reviews to see if there's some drastic problem with your product or delivery or service. And the 4-star reviews will usually be an indication of something small that you can tweak that would actually make your product a 5-star product. And to go one step further, don't let the reviews dictate your mood at all or productivity, because reviews can easily be gamed. It could even be from a competitor, and they can get mean and nasty and personal, and they almost never are a reflection of you or your products and services. So just focus singularly on creating a remarkable product and continue to build towards your 1,000 true fans. That's it for today. If you want help taking your business to the next level, check out my coaching program at cuttothechase.fm/coaching. And to listen to older episodes of this show, visit cuttothechase.fm.